Shlomo Weisbrot.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, evening all. Starting the new malacha today of Hilchos Bishul. Where did Bishul come in the Mishkan? So after they made the paste of losh, they kneaded the dye together, they made a paste, and then it looks like they cooked it. They cooked the paste in order to produce a dye. So that is how the malacha of Bishul follows the malacha of losh. Nice, Mishnah Berurah says that the malacha of Bishul is that a person calls to change an item via heat. You've used heat to change an item. It's not dafka edible items, even the Mishnah Berurah's case actually is wax. Someone melts wax, for example. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah and Shimashinu Ches, Sukkot Malach. Mishnah Berurah says, Echad of a bunch of Samachos, Samonim, and Chamas Amayim, you heat water. Anything you do, you change an item by ways of heat. How is that? That's the malacha of mashal. He says, someone melts metal, or one of these cases also is melting wax. All these cases, it means lav dafka a food item. It doesn't have to be a food item. The malacha of bishul can also be with a non-food item. It's interesting, I've never realized it actually, but it's an important point to realize this. Some people have got in their houses, when they in a bathroom, for example, they wash their hands, they dry their hands in a towel, and they leave take the towel off, dry their hands, and then they put the towel back on the radiator. So now in the summer, it's not such a problem, Pastor, yeah, because the radiator's not on, but when the radiator's on, what happens is that water that's in the towel gets heated up, it evaporates. That's a Maaseh Bishul. And that's not allowed to be done, let's be careful about that one, doesn't realize that the chur is problematic, yeah? It's called, Bishul doesn't have to be dafka on food. Just evaporating something from a moisture is also included in the malacha of Bishul. Just a little like Doma and Helchus Bishul. So Bishul is done with fire, or something which is similar to fire.
No, boiling is not the point. Just the change of drying the towel, then boiling is involved.
Well, it has to be hot. It has to be hot enough to make it evaporate. What the issur of bishul is, how hot it must be, is less than yad seder's boy, it can't be an issur of bishul. I mean, someone take a raw food, for example, which we always better from Arichas, that's the first other base in bishul. To cook something, you need a heat. If someone puts something in warm water, for example, warm is under 45 degrees. That has not got a curve to heat, and therefore that's not called bishul.
So, it's not hot, then.
Sorry?
The radiator is just warm, but it's not really a problem.
Yeah, it's true. It's warm only.
If someone's got ice on the freezer, the problem is to put it on the area on Shabbos, isn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, someone does speak about this, actually. So, the Oka Shabbos, actually.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
That's special.
That is the nicer, it's a very good point. Here, actually, Oka Shabbos speaks about this. Someone takes that frozen chalav from the freezer. If there's frost on the chalav, you mustn't put it on a place where you can get to Yasler's boy. It evaporates, the steam goes to steam. That is the chalav problematic. Sorry?
Four?
It won't evaporate. It'll melt into water. Here it goes up. You're doing it with fire. That is the issur of bishul. The issur of bishul, drying it out with fire in order to make it go out, that is the malacha of bishul. That is the malacha of bishul. Yes, it's like you want to be careful with that, actually, yeah. I tell the towel, I never realized this till, I would say quite recently, but not so long ago. It's an interesting point. One has to be aware. And who did, someone comes out from the rain, he got caught in the rainstorm. So it's in the winter. So he comes home. And he takes his raincoat off, he hangs his raincoat on the hanger, and it's near a radiator. And he's the washer, let's say, he doesn't come on. I mean, he wants the coat to dry out. So that's problematic. If, like you say, that the water is going to get to the yasteres, but it's going to heat the coat is going to get warm enough to get to the water inside the yasteres. That's important now, because if it's less than yasteres, there can't be an issur bishul.
So what's the hint? So you put the salt mineral tinfoil in a tray upside down? And then you put the food on.
First, that food's been cooked already, yeah?
Yeah.
So once the food's been cooked, there's no bishul. We're talking about food that's not been cooked.
But if you
do
the
chalice,
it's...
No, but the frost has never been cooked. The frozen, the particles on the thing has never ever been cooked. That's the problem. We're talking about here, for the time being, we're talking about raw liquid, raw food. That is a problem of cooking on chalice, yeah? What?
Lach.
Yeah, could also be worse, yeah, richtig. Now, let's just make a few little introductions here. So, that's poshut. To use fire mamish, any mode of fire is an iser bishul. Someone bakes in an oven, or someone puts a pot on the fire, and he cooks the pots, and he cooks the whatever it is, till he gets to a certain heat of what you call it, he has done an iser bishul. That's clear. There is another thing, besides the iser of eish mamish, that's the iser of mamish or bishul, there's an iser of bishul in toldos ha'eish. Something that came back from fire, the moshul, I'll give you an example. Someone put on a pan, someone cooked up water in a bowl. Boiling hot water, that was done by eish, done by fire. He takes the pot off the fire and he leaves it on the worktop. He takes an egg and he drops that egg into the boiling hot water. That is called toldos ha'eish. That water was heated via fire. The fire is not there now, it's gone. There's no fire here anymore. But the water was hot from a fire. It came hot from a fire. There's an issa as well to cook in such a water. That's called toldos ha'eish. Yeah? Hu adin, a similar case, someone takes a frying pan, puts on a fire before Shabbos. He left it on the fire when Shabbos came in. He takes it off the fire, puts it down on the worktop. He puts something in, drops an egg into there. It's an issur, also it's official. It came about from a fire. That's called toldos ha'eish. That's also awesome. Yeah. So eish itself is mamish also. Fire itself is mamish. I say when I talk about fire, obviously the conventional way of fire is a flame. That's how we know. But the mice, electric cookers, all these things are all they've got elements. Electric hot plates. All these things are also included in issur of bishul min haTorah. I'm waiting for someone to ask me a question, obviously. Everyone's gone very quick. Oh, that's it. Microwave is an interesting question. I'll just come to microwave in 1 minute. The other thing is, that's one thing is mutter to do, and that is to cook in the sun. In the sun, there's no issur or bishul. I mean, someone takes an egg, and he leaves that out in the sun. If you find the sun, whatever, yeah, you find the sun, and you put the egg in the sun. What?
The desert,
yeah. And you cook the egg in the sun. That is mutter. Chazal, there is no issa whatsoever. Chazal didn't make an issa drop on the mat. So if anyone wants to ask you, can I ever cook an egg on Shabbos? The answer is you can. You find a boiling hot sun, and you want to put the egg in a boiling hot sun, that is mutter to do. If it's 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, hold it, 1 minute. That's a question, 1 minute. If, lemaisa, you put a pot in the sun, you put a pan in the sun, and the pot gets hot from the sun, and then you pour an egg in, that's called toldos ha'chama. That's awesome. Toldos ha'chama is also. Toldos ha'eish is also. The only thing that's mutter is the chama itself.
Well, if I put the egg in the pan before I put it outside.
Doesn't make a difference. If it gets hot from the pan.
Is that mutter?
What?
Can I put it in a pan before on Shabbos and take the whole pan outside?
No, come on. What do you understand me?
Take the pan, crack it in, put it in the pan, and take the whole pan outside the sun.
But what's going to cook it? Is the pan going to get hot? The sun? That's mutter. If it's the sun that cooks it, if the sun cooks egg, that's mutter. It's a case like this, you're doing it so good for you. You want to cook your egg. So good.
Why is toldos ha'chama also?
Toldos ha'chama is because it's very similar. People can't tell the difference. It looks like the chama itself is recognized with a difference. Toldos ha'chama, one can't tell the difference. So, what's the interesting thing is, someone's got a boiling hot car, the bonnet of his car got very, very hot. He decides to crack an egg and smear the egg on his bonnet. I mean, he's cleaned it before Shabbos, obviously, right? So it's nice and clean. And now he wants to eat the egg off that bonnet. He's not allowed to. That's toldos ha'chama, that's not allowed. So again, the ancient self mamish is also. The toldos ha'eish is also anything which is a derivative of the fire, something which became hot through the fire. That means you had a pot of water which was on the fire. You take the pot of water off the fire now, so the fire is not connected anymore to it, but the water inside there is boiling hot from fire. To put an egg into there, or to drop a carrot into there and cook it in there, that's also. The only thing that's mutter to do is chama, the sun, to bake something in the sun, cook something in the sun, that's mutter. The sand? So? But they are, so you have to know. If the egg gets cooked from the sand, then you're going to have a problem. That's quite right, that's an interesting point. Let's say someone goes into the desert and he puts the egg in the hot sand. That's not the sun itself, that's toldos ha'chama. That's much worse.
On a bonnet,
he leaves it in the eggshell on a bonnet.
Yes.
Oh, if you leave it straight in the sun, wash it in the pond. Not young cracked egg. You leave the egg in its shell, for example.
What are you
going to
put?
It's
not a pot.
Well,
you put it
in, it's not hot
beforehand.
Yeah, or you make sure the side's not hot. You put a bit of foil. Yeah, put a piece of foil down. Let's say you put a piece of foil down on the
fence. Yeah, on the pot.
By the time you hit the foil up, hopefully you're able to do it.
You're right, absolutely.
It's not just a common case, this case of eating by the side. I've never tried it out, this actually. It's an interesting point. I mean, the mice, an egg cooks very, very quickly, that's the truth. But it looks like it's very, very hot sun, then it looks like it's possible to do. Yeah? What? Yeah, it can be very, very hot. It's very penetrant, yeah. Oh, a magnifying glass is interesting, actually. That's an interesting question. What is a magnifying glass? Because a magnifying glass really is the sun. It's just concentrating the beam of the sun onto one thing. That's what Erika Shabbos is talking about, this, actually. And Erika Shabbos actually speaks about this. I mean, it's an interesting slide, yeah? You know why that's relevant? You know why, what it's coming to? It's very relevant, actually, the Shiloh. It's like a magnifying glass, yeah? That is an interesting question. Is that a problem of is that a chama or not? That he wants to tie, and that's called pashtus, like the sun itself. It's all it is just making the force, concentrating it, the sun, onto one thing. Where that's relevant to is what they call an extra these solar panels. That's a good challenge, yeah? That's an interesting question. So there's a very interesting question. The sun heats up the water. There, some possible has a problem for two reasons. One is, very interesting why, one is that when you empty water out, cold water comes in and it gets heated by the water that's already in the tank, which is told as a chamor. Good cut that, yeah? That's a problem. The water inside the solar panel is now told as a chamor. It was heated by the sun, but now that water itself is told as a chamor. And you mustn't cook with Tzolos Chama. So that, lechayr, is problematic. Who adds in the pipes itself are hot from the sun, that could also be Tzolos Chama. So many poskim hold that's problematic on Shabbos. The Tzolos Chama. A microwave is very interesting. I must say, I didn't check it out this time, but Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva many, many years ago about a microwave. Many, many years ago. And Moshe, as far as I remember, his tshuva was, I didn't look it up this time, as far as I remember, his tshuva was that the whole hetzer of the Chama, the sun, is because of shinui. It's not normal to cook in the sun. And I think Italian is also the food tastes different. It's not, it's interesting, I've never tried this, but he said, I think Italian is that arrived from Rashi. Rashi says, I remember his Loshen. Rashi says, Lav Ulchayu Bahochin. That was Rashi's Loshen. Rashi says, the reason why the sun is mutter is because it's not the normal day to cook in the sun. So Chazal made no Issa whatsoever on it, even. There's no Issa, there's no fire. And Chazal made no Issa at all whatsoever on it. So Moshe, I don't know how many years ago he was talking about when microwaves came out, he said he's sure in years to come, microwaves are going to become very, very popular. It's going to become Ulchayu Bahochin. It's going to become normal to use. And therefore, it's Zicha also to use a microwave. Shabbos. Whether it's awesome and I'll tell you awesome or boring, the mice that one clear, one has to know. But the mice certainly don't get excited with this. To use a microwave on Shabbos is lechayr problematic. It's zikha and issa or bishul. Say whether it's an issa or deraboron or deraisa, that one clear. But the mice are zikha also to use a microwave on Shabbos. So the only hetzer to cook on Shabbos is to use the sun mamish itself. Yeah, that's the only thing that would be mutter to do. Similarly, bishul applies. Even to a food, you could eat as it is. The mosh, let's say a carrot. A person could eat a carrot raw, but he wants to improve the taste of the carrot. The lashon of the Erech Shabbos is, "Hamavash Shabbos Chayav Afilim Mavachel Roy LaAchil LeBloya Bishul." Even if you could eat the food without bishul, "Lochein Mavachel Peis Chayav Afilim Peis Ruim LaAchil Chayim Mishum Shab Bishul Mashpiach Oysom." It's interesting lashon. His lashon is that the cooking improves him. One has to know a food that gets ruined by cooking. The mosh, someone cooks an apple. I mean, it's wrong to do lechayr because makalkev also on Shabbos, but you're not done the issur of bishul pashtus, yeah? The issur of bishul is when you made an improvement in the item by cooking it. So an item which tomato, a lot of these things, the mice, they do improve when you cook it. People eat them more when they're cooked, and therefore that would be an issur midrabonon of what do you call it? That would be an issur midrabonon of cooking. So a person has to be careful in all these things. What's the shear of bishul? How much is an issa min haTorah to cook? What is the shear? So this is interesting. Gemara says there, what? Yeah. So Gemara says that to cook a food to Machu ben Drusoi. Now he was a famous person, this ben Drusoi. He was a bandit. Apparently he was a very busy man doing armed robberies all the time. He didn't have much time. So he was very quick when he ate. He used to cook very quickly, just the basics, and then eat it. So the Machlokes was showing him how much he cooked the food, which we'll speak about also by Rikas, either it's half cooked or third cooked. So Machlokes was showing him. We're Machmir for both shitters, which we'll see what relevance it means. But that means, in this shitter over here, if someone takes the food raw and he cooks it to a third of its cooking, which we have to see what that means, he has done an Issa min HaTorah Bishra. That is an Issa min HaTorah cooking. Someone takes a raw food, or even slightly cooked, it's not reached Machmir ben Dusoi, it's not reached a stage of a third cooked, and he cooks it to that stage, he's done an Issa min HaTorah. If he cooks it from Machmir ben Dusoi further, there's also this in the Torah called Tumen Rishon. So you're stuck. And don't get excited, my friends. Don't think you can put a carrot into boiling hot water, let's say, a raw carrot for a few seconds. Let's say a person wants to put a carrot into boiling hot water for a few seconds and then take it out. So he said, no, it's not going to get to Malcolm and the story. Those few seconds is in there, Zichur won't get cooked to a third cooked. It's an Issa Rabbon. To put a food into somewhere where it can get cooked to Malcolm and the story, even though you intend to take out earlier, is also midrabbanan to do. Yeah? So, what?
In case you forget.
In case you forget. You might forget, you might leave it longer, and therefore Chazal don't allow it. But that's also to do. One will not cook a food, put a food into hot liquid or anything which is going, even to put it near an oven or a fire, and you intend to take it away from the fire after a few minutes, you just want to warm it up. It's also midrabbanan to do. There's a danger that if we let you do that, you might forget it, it might get fully cooked. Okay, let's just speak this out because it's important here. We must realize when we talk about cooking on Shabbos, yeah, you must realize different kelim have got different powers. For example, a classic keli, the keli that we know has got a very strong power of cooking, is a keli rishon. A pot which has been on the fire, it was cooked on the fire, so the walls are boiling hot, it's got a tremendous power of cooking. If that is taken off the fire, it retains still a tremendous power of cooking. If you take that keli and you pour the water into another keli, that's a keli shady. You must realize the walls of that keli shady are cold. It's never been on the fire. Instantly, the water level drops very strongly. That keli shady has not got such a strong current anymore. It's lost a lot of its power of cooking. If you go further and you transfer that water into another keli, if you pour it into a keli shlishi and you make it still, it's still boiling hot, but the power of cooking sustosis has been reduced very, very strongly, because since the walls haven't got its own natural heat, even though it could be even hot in the keli rishon in a certain degree, but since the heat is being used very, very rapidly, it has not got the same koach as the keli rishon, and therefore it has not got a koach to cook as well. There are many things you can't put in these keli, I'm just telling you, but you're asking, how can I put certain things in different keli? You have to realize from the start that when we talk about cooking, you must realize that there are different levels of cooking. Different keli got different powers. So we're talking about that classic case that we're talking about, where there's an Issa HaTorah, is a keli rishon. A keli rishon which is on the fire is very, very strong, and hu adin, there's no chilek really, even if the keli rishon comes off the fire. It means you've got a pot of soup which was on the fire, that is a keli rishon. You drop a carrot into there while it's on the fire, it's definitely awesome. You take it off the fire, the same thing, even off the fire, keli rishon off the fire has got a tremendous power of heat, and that power of heat can cook a raw food, certainly to Malcolm Ben Dusoi. And therefore one is not allowed to put any raw food into a keli rishon, whether it's on the fire or off the fire. Okay?
Keli shani
is more lenient. Keli shani has not got the same koach, and therefore it's got a lot of allowance, not everything. We're machmir a lot of things in the keli shani. We hold a lot of things not important to keli shani, but you have to realize, realistically speaking, a keli shani has lost a lot of its power. And therefore, that is a different set of rules. The rules we're talking about over here is the keli rishon mamish, and that is the severe problem of cooking on Shabbos. All right.